I spent Friday night switching between all the different network broadcasts, the cable news networks, and the main U.S. TV networks. And I can tell you that it was completely dominated by military generals, military advisors who were former military staff. One exception was on Peter Jennings' World News Tonight, and we always try to point out the exceptions and encourage the media when they're doing a good job. So I would like to mention this particular moment, although it's quite telling in what took place. Peter Jennings did have an Iraqi dissident in Baghdad on the air who was speaking about his imprisonment under Saddam Hussein's regime, how he had been let out over time. But it became quite clear during the course of the interview from this dissident that he was absolutely opposed to the bombing by the United States. He said quite clearly, how can you say that you're bringing democracy to our country when you are bombing our people, when you are killing innocent people, when you have violated international law, and you have violated the international consensus? And as the interview went on, it became quite clear that Peter Jennings was very uncomfortable with what was being said. To the point where he even said on air, how did we get you on air for this interview? He looked around behind him and was questioning his staff members about this. This is the kind of thing that we need the local news media and the other networks to pick up on. We need a lot more independent voices, and we need a lot less manicuring and managing by the news media and being a mouthpiece for the Pentagon. So we urge CNN and the other media to include these other voices, to include critical perspectives, and to make sure that international consensus, international opinion is being represented on the airwaves that are owned by all of us.